share my story with you. It was no intention whatsoever, but just to simply share their story. And I met Cindy Smith when we were down in Austin, Texas a couple weeks ago at the Pathfinder Summit. And I don't even know how we met. I don't know what that connection was. So Cindy, maybe you'll have to answer that question, because it just walks up and we start talking. And, you know, it's one of those God things that you know there's a reason behind it. And those of you who are expecting to hear Wes Holmes, we'll get him in a couple weeks. Yeah, there was a death in the front of a family member, and so we'll get back to him. But so, Cindy?
Yes.
There we go. I almost had a panic attack there. I was going to have to do a female voice, and I'm not very good at those. I might do much better with the Southern mockery voices. But how did we meet? What was that? Was it Stacy that grabbed you? Was my wife grabbed you and threw you in the room to jump on the call? Is that what how we got connected?
Well, no, as you said, God definitely had a hand in it, as he did my survival from the fall off the roof. But I actually was just sitting at the table, at the summit, and I got a tap on the shoulder, and it was actually a man that was sitting a couple of people over from me, and he had heard my story, because we all share our stories. I love to hear them, and I have one that I feel is profound, and my experience with the products has been even more profound. So he had heard my story and tapped me on the shoulder, and he knew you were on a call, and he just said, "Hey, follow me." And I didn't know where I was going or what was happening, but I definitely got up and I just went with the feeling, and I was standing in front of you, and that's how we met.
And I believe that, I think that was Steve Crowfoot then.
Yes.
Maybe. Steve. Yeah. Okay. So many thanks to Steve for allowing us to connect, because I got to hear the abbreviated version, so folks, you're gonna be able to hear the elongated version of what happened with Cindy. Cindy, give us a little bit about your background. All it says on your business card is certified wellness consultant, which we all have that title. What were you doing prior to Nikan coming to your life?
Well, I've been a dispatcher for FedEx for many, many years. I was a courier for 13. An injury took me out of that position, and I was out of work for several years, and then I came back as a dispatcher for FedEx, and I've been with them for a total of 23 years. I just finished a degree in holistic nutrition. It's
wow.
Been a passion of mine my whole life. And, in the process of this degree program, I kept praying for, some other things to come in my life that would be I could offer people along with nutrition to help them heal, their lives. And lo and behold, one day a person came into my life that hadn't been in my life for some time, and she said she kept insisting she had something she needed to talk to me about in the wellness field. And I kept avoiding her because my life was full. I was a full-time student. I worked full-time, and plus I volunteer, and I was too busy. And as this young lady started to describe what was, what she had to offer, talked about magnetic insoles, I have to tell you, I had some ego there because, I felt that if I hadn't heard of this company called Nikan, I can't imagine how good they could be, because I've been studying wellness for a long time.
You sound exactly like my mom did 6 months before my folks bumped into Dennis and Rick Williams, and a good, wonderful friend of theirs by the name of Michelle Lesser approached my mom, and my mom's comment was, "Hey, come on, Michelle, if there was anything to this, don't you think I would have heard about it?" I mean, that exactly is that about your response? I mean, because you were in the process of studying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, she did a muscle test on me with the insoles, and it was incredibly obvious that I was stronger standing on the insoles than when I wasn't. And I was familiar with kinesiology and muscle testing, so that had me. But more so, I just had this knowing come over me, and I felt it. It swept over me, and I thought, "Oh my goodness, I am going to be doing this. I'm going to be involved. This is what I've been looking for." And I knew nothing more than magnetic insoles at that moment. Within a week's time, I met with my upline, Barbara Joseph, a wonderful lady here in Maine that brought me out to the summit and made sure that I got to meet some, people that's been in the business for a long time, successful, and through her guidance, I'm where I'm at now. and other people, Sue McMorrow. There's just been a great Pathfinders team here with Gary Akovenko and Colleen Myers. So these people have helped shape me, but the product, the wellness home, is what changed my life. And I found, I'll basically tell you, this is, I have goosebumps every time I tell this story because I never thought that I could feel today how I feel. You know, I fell off my roof helping my husband.
Now, let's back up a little bit here because most of the people listening are saying, okay. Now, Cindy, by the way, you guys, Cindy is a blonde, and I don't know if she's a blonde by choice or if that's natural. Most of the time, women, mothers, females aren't supposed to be up on roofs, and I believe yours is a pretty high roof, correct?
Yeah, we're not supposed to be on the roof. And I have a ranch, and my husband and I had prepared our roof to for a new roofing job. The whole family was coming up. My brothers are all builders, and you know they were going to help us re-roof the house. And the forecast showed no rain. 11:30 at night, after we had done this job, and I was sound asleep in my bed, my husband woke me up in a panic, and he said, "Honey, get up. I need your help. It's raining in the house." And I can't see a thing without contacts. I threw my glasses on, and I went outside. We had a terrible thunder and lightning storm right over us, and it was literally raining in one whole side of our house, just waterfalls. And he had already gone out at the door and pulled the pool. We have a pool, and he had pulled the solar cover off it, and had already gotten up on a ladder, and was trying to nail it down. And the wind was whipping it all around him. And I without a thought, got up the ladder, and we got it nailed down. When it came time to get down the ladder, to come back down the ladder, I froze and I wouldn't come down. And he's yelling at me, and the storm is just incredibly, it's an unbelievable storm, and he's holding a ladder telling me to get down it. He went down first and was on the ground and was yelling at me. I didn't hear it. I could only see it. I just kind of froze, and I stayed up on the roof for a few minutes, and finally I turned around and I got on the ladder, and as soon as my second foot hit the ladder collapsed, and I kicked away. And I went out over my husband, and I landed on my right side, hitting my head on a railroad tie, and it knocked me out. My husband thought I was dead, and I came to. I felt like it was only seconds, but my husband said it was minutes, and I came to, and from that moment on, of course, the emergency room, doctors, looking at me, checking me out, saying I'm fine, I'm lucky. I'm really lucky. I didn't break my neck, and I just seemed to have a concussion. I went to work the next day. We were shorthanded. I drive an hour to work, and my husband was extremely upset with me, but that's just who I am. I went to work. I didn't recall the drive to or from. It's just another testimony to the fact that many times the things we do are mechanical and that we can just automatically do them. But what happened over a series of weeks is my personality changed tremendously. I'm an extrovert. I love people, and I became an introvert, and I didn't realize it, but I was misspelling words. Sentences were missing words. I was more like I was dyslexic. And I had a coworker who started noticing this, and she started taking copies. I had to communicate with my drivers through a computer. And she started taking copies of these messages that just didn't, she happened to catch. And one day, about 6 weeks later, she handed me this stack, and I started reading them, and I said, "What's this all about?" And she said, "Cindy, this is what you've been typing to your couriers, and these are other things that's been happening, and I really am concerned because I think there's something wrong with your brain."
She had no, her intention was not, evil or being vindictive. She was.
Oh, no, it was really love. It was with, just pure love. She was very concerned.
Okay.
And my husband had been noticing some things. My eye was kind of misshapen, bulging, and I knew there was some things wrong, but I didn't want to admit it.
And Cindy, back up a little bit here, because when you said, it sounded like you rode the ladder down.
I did. I actually started to ride the ladder down, but I kicked away from it.
Okay.
I kicked away.
How far, estimated, because your husband obviously watched this happen. How far estimated that you actually fell? I mean, height-wise.
Yeah, well, he's 6'2", and I went out over his head. So we're saying around 8 feet, you know.
So either way, a railroad tie is not exactly the choice comfort pillow to use to prop up the head.
You know what's amazing is, you know, I didn't feel the hit. I heard the hit, and
okay.
My husband heard the hit, and that's why he thought I was dead. And he said it's a sound he never wants to hear again. And I really didn't feel it at all. I didn't feel any pain. And when I came to, I burst right up, and he was holding me and sobbing over me. And, you know, it's still thunder and lightning over us, and we were both soaked. And
when you got to the hospital, did they do a CAT scan or check for any skull fracture, brain damage, anything like that?
Well, actually, I did something very stupid, and I would like to tell anyone, if you injure yourself, get an ambulance to your house, because you will get immediate attention. I sat in that emergency room for 2.5 hours, and I waited to be seen, and the specialist that I saw later told me that it's a miracle that I did not seizure, and it's just an absolute miracle
always be ready to spring for the ambulance.
Absolutely. That's what, you know, if you have, you know, just do it. You get immediate attention. Yeah, we don't want the flashing lights coming at night. And really, that's all it was. It was, again, ego. I felt I was okay. I could stand up. It was hard because it hurt my ankles pretty bad. But my husband helped me. We got to the hospital because it's 5 minutes from our house. And I sat there for 2.5 hours. And weeks later, I did go to my doctor. As soon as he looked in my left eye, he said, "You're going to the hospital." I went to my local hospital, and they did a CAT scan on me. And no, I'm sorry, they did an MRI on me, and I was basically told I had my brain was swollen very badly, and I couldn't even drive home. My husband had to come get me. And I stayed home for 6 weeks being treated by alternative doctors and mainstream, you know, physicians as well. And I wasn't sleeping. I was having, you know, bad headaches. My vision was impaired. I ended up discovering through that process that I had damaged C5 and C6 in my neck. And, you know, so I had a lot of pain from that. And I was a shadow of who I had been because of this injury. And I'm a gardener. I love to garden. And it's like soul work, you know, get my hands dirty. And that's my creative outlet. And I couldn't even do that without pain medicine afterwards. And it was totally who I didn't want to be, having to rely on pain meds, muscle relaxers, just to, you know, just to live. And
yeah,
Cindy, I felt,
just for the record, so people know, because obviously they can hear the youthful voice during the time of this whole accident, this occurrence. How young were you?
I was 40, 41, and I just turned 46, so I was right around that age. And our children had just, you know, been released to the world, graduated from college, and we were empty nesters looking forward to, you know, just a lot of new and exciting things for ourselves. And
so how much longer after the accident was it when, you know, God sent an angel or his dispatcher, so to speak, to bring you to get the NECAN?
Well, it was June of 2006.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So this is a while. Hasn't even been a year then that you've been on the product.
No, it hasn't been a year. And, Vance, I had an immediate reaction to the sleep system, and that's where my passion comes, you know, from, is immediate.
When you talk about the wellness home, it's not just getting the great results from that MagStep energy test. It really is utilizing all the components, but focusing in. So you get on the sleep system. Obviously, you could see the difference. And you understand the difference in what the mag steps do as far as 70,000 nerve endings in your feet and how the whole electrical system runs up and down the spinal column through the legs and into those nerve endings in the feet. But what, I mean, was it an overnight, instantaneous first night on the sleep system? system, and you bounce up the next day, and no more slurred speech, no more, you know, results like dyslexia, any of that, or what? Kind of chronicle that for us.
Well, no, the components of that didn't happen as that quickly. What I mean by an immediate result is I slept. I hadn't been sleeping for years after that. You know, I hadn't slept. We learned to live with this, you know, with sleep deficit, my husband and I both. I mean, I'd get up in the night and go to the bathroom, get a drink, come back, you know, it depended on what I had done that day, if I'd been in the garden, you know, the medicines that I would take for pain after, you know, just doing something as simple as, you know, we've been remodeling our house on our own for a number of years now, and, you know, I do the painting part, and I couldn't do those things, you know, without, it was, yeah, you can do them if you want to take these pain meds, if you want to take these muscle relaxers when you go to bed. Because if I didn't, and I did try not to take them, I would end up in the emergency room with morphine shots being given to me. So it only takes one time of having that happen for me to say, okay, I give in. If this is what it is, if this is all there is, then I guess I've got to deal with it. And it just changed me so much. It was, like I say, I was a shadow of who I had been and who I wanted to be.
So you get on the sleep system.
I get on the system, and we had just bought a new mattress, and again, trying to find a way to sleep better. So
that's
we bought
how it
a
always
new mattress.
Works out. It's like, you know, you want to have a child, and you start an adoption process, and you can't get pregnant, and all of a sudden you start the process, you get a kid from, you know, someplace, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're pregnant. So you buy a new mattress, and then along comes Nika, and we've got the most incredible sleep system in the world. And I should have asked to have your husband join us, because I would have loved to have had his perspective on this, because the woman of, what, 20-some years of marriage, to see her go from as excited about life as you sound to be, and I'm sure that's the way you were before, to see you go, as you say, to a shadow of what you really were. What was it, looking back, because we're looking at last June, so again, not even a year ago, what are we talking? We're talking 10 months on the products. About how long, I mean, was there progressional changes, just one night after another, or what was it, could you say that you could take a point and say, you know, at about 3 weeks or 6 weeks or 8 weeks, I could see that the old Cindy was back?
Yeah, actually, I journal, so I kept track of this, and I have to because I still have a little bit of memory stuff. So I have to, you know, I always did journal anyway. Now I journal to make sure I don't miss anything, you know, I don't forget something. So my clarity started coming back within 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I really just, one day I was waking up every morning, and I was like, wow, my bed's not messed up. Our bed, that's what was amazing, is that we realized that when we went to make the bed, we just had to spread it up. Tangled, because we were fighting over blankets and tossing and turning, and my husband, you know, snored a lot. And as long as he's on the pillow, he doesn't snore. And, you know, he was getting better sleep because I was getting better sleep, and we were suddenly like, wow. And so prior to this call, I went back through my journal, and it was 3 weeks, and I wrote in my journal, and I have it here in front of me. It says, I'm back. Those are the first two words I wrote. And I get emotional about that, but it's
hey,
true.
Hey, you just got my eyes sweating a little bit, too. So, I mean, that is exactly what, you know, I probed and asked in the question, is because a lot of people say, well, how long is it going to take? I mean, if I hook up with this wellness home, what can I expect? What's the time frame? And it's different for every one of us, because God gave us, each and every one of us, a different fingerprint. So we're all completely unique. Our time frame is going to be unique. And here you are in your 40s and trying to, you know, be superwoman and fly around, which is not something that gravity lets us do, and then connecting your head with a railroad tie, a chunk of wood, not something God intended for us to use as a pillow coming off of a fall, and then having that go on for several years, and then seeing such, I mean, that's a quick turnaround.
It is. However, again, you know, I have a wellness home, and, you know, we put the air beside our bed every night. And, you know, so it you know, the sleep system, as wonderful as it is, it's the total package that helped me move forward so quickly. I firmly believe that. You know, one product, yes, is great, but being on, creating a more alkaline environment from the water and from the air and from the far infrared, these technologies all in one package, you know, just enfolded around me is what did this for me. And I'll tell you something that is just even more profound. I love to garden, and I had a lot of gardening, you know, ideas. My husband's in the pool business. He's away all summer, even in Maine, believe it or not. And I went out one day, and I had this project that was huge that I had been wanting to do, and I felt so good. I said, you know what? I'm going to try this. And in the past, I wouldn't have even thought of it because, again, I would have to go into that cloud of pain relievers and, you know, that fogginess of pain relievers and muscle relaxers if I chose to do that. And so I wouldn't do some of these gardening projects just for that reason. Again, because I am a holistic nutritionist, and I believe in keeping our body as pure as we can. So I went out and I tackled this project where I pulled up three. My husband has these. He doesn't have a normal size wheelbarrow because he's in the pool business. So he has given me one of his old huge wheelbarrows, and I'm not a very big person, but I'm strong. I stay in shape, and I created a whole garden in the front of my house. In one day, I worked all day long moving sod, wheels. I moved three of these big wheelbarrows filled with sod and created this. And then I thought, you know what? This is going to be the true test. And I did not have to take any medicine. I did get in the hot tub. I did some stretching. You know, I did things. I wore my necklace. I had my insoles. You know, so I'm just saying, those are the things that I know helped me because I didn't have to take any pain medicine.
Yeah.
I flushed them down the toilet. I've been to my doctor, and my doctor says, well, how come you haven't been refilling your prescription? And I said, I don't need them anymore. And then I, of course, went on and told her why and gave her my card. But
And from a nutritional standpoint, I know the answer to this question, but I have to ask it anyways. You know, we know that, you know, although the, you know, numbing of the body's feelings with utilizing, you know, Western medicine and although how great it is for specific situations at specific times, over the long haul, it's not a natural thing. And
no.
It's
no, our body, it's just like, you know,
yeah.
if we ingested plastic, it's about the same thing, really. What am I going to do? Our cells are crying. What am I doing? They don't know what to do. Our body is, it's a foreign substance, you know. And again, I'm a firm believer that there is, Western medicine has, you know, definitely has validity to it in some cases. However, I just wasn't not going to settle for a life like that. And I had been searching and praying. So I just thank God for bringing me to Nikon. And, you know, I'll share this with you. I was so passionate about this. Our daughter's getting married September 1st of this year. And, you know, we set a fund aside for her wedding. And I had to borrow from that fund for our wellness home. And I brought my family together, and I said, look, this is what I really want to do. I want us to be in a wellness home. And it's my husband and, you know, our children are no longer living with us, like I said. And my daughter was like, Mom, I haven't seen you like so happy and so sure and so, you know, grateful. Do this. You know, we're not going to worry about that. You do this. And so that's what I did. And I bought the wellness home, and my children have seen my family. I have a large family. My mother has, I'm the oldest of seven children. My mom, who is, you know, we call her Saint Mary because she raised seven children and did a good job of it with my dad. And, you know, they all have seen such a change in me. And now they are starting to, you know, try the products. You know, they've seen such great results with me. So I am.
I would have to interject here and say that your kids probably would say that they got their mom back. Your siblings would say they got their sister back, and I'm sure your mom would say that she got her daughter back.
Absolutely.
And your husband would say that he got his wife back.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. That they were all here, every one of them would be on this phone, or they'd be in the background hearing me say this, and they'd be yahooing, because my words were slurring. I felt my self-esteem was dropping. I for the first time in my life, I was experiencing depression, so I know what that feels like, so that when people talk to me about depression, I can feel that. You know, I've experienced it, and I know that it can be changed by simply, you know, trying some of these products and looking at a different way of life.
Mm-hmm. And Cindy, I have to, you know, throw in here, for Stacy and I, this last week has been an interesting transition, and you've shared several points that I'm sitting here just going, yes, this is, you know, when you go through experience in life, and they're not always the greatest that bring you to a point of self-discovery and of analyzing just exactly what God wants to do in our lives. However, things happen, life happens, and for us, in a nutshell, we had a doctor's appointment this week to have the first ultrasound to, you know, figure out how, you know, things were progressing with the pregnancy. And at that ultrasound, it was exactly the opposite of what we wanted to see. Life happens. And as a result of that, within, you know, less than 24 hours, the DNC was scheduled and going through that. And I don't share that to try and one-up what you just shared, but to piggyback and say, you know, you get to a point, and Stacy shared with me yesterday morning when she woke up, she said, I don't care what they told me I need to take. I'm done. I've got to allow my body to heal itself.
Right.
And, you know, that I cannot imagine what life would be, and I'm sure you would echo this, and there are thousands upon thousands of other people who would say the same thing. I cannot imagine what life would be like without the Onikin Wellness Home, because, you know, even though the doctor said, yeah, you need to take it easy, you need to do this, this, and this, you know, what Stacy's gone through, you call it day surgery, you can call it whatever you want. However, there was an experience of excitement of this discovery of life, and then there was a process of going through the grief of a loss of life, and then what the body has to go through physically as a result of that. And what has been so amazing is to see and watch last night, we're talking, 36 hours after, less than 36 hours after surgery, and to see her so full of life at our Bible study last night, and to watch these people going, you know, maybe we should cancel, maybe we shouldn't, you know, converge at their home. And I said, no, thank you guys for coming. And it's only through when we utilize things that God has given us in nature through the concept of a wellness home with the air, the water. You talk about the alkalinity factor. The sleep system and the mag steps and the nutrition and the fitness and every single component of that wellness home will allow us to experience the life that we're meant to live. And it's when we alter that and put foreign substances in, like plastic. I mean, why do we have the big scare right now with the pet food industry? It's because the same component that's used in plastic and in fertilizer, it's in this food, and now it's creeping into our food supply as human beings. And why on earth should we do that? I mean, you look at margarine, for example. It's one component different than making plastic. So why on earth would we put, oh, well, because it's less fat than butter. Phooey! Let's get the fat, people. It's a real thing. It's natural, okay? Plastic is not natural. Margarine is not natural. And these are things that our bodies are not designed to simulate. So you and I could have a lot of fun going down the whole nutritional road, but I guess I want to emphasize the fact that if we'll utilize the wellness home, if we'll share it with other people, because there are other Cindy's out there, there are other Stacy's out there that are going their bodies are going to hell and back, and the problem is they're not coming back. It's because they've been told to utilize, you know, go ahead and use this painkiller, use this, and that's the best that our culture has to offer. Well, Nikan has a different offering. And, you know, I look back over 14 plus years of what we've been blessed with, and you're looking back over 10 months, and I can't imagine. I dread thinking about where, you know, Cindy Smith would be even now, further down the wrong road, had Nikan not come along. And so I'm just excited because I know you're going to have more and more stories, and the fun part is now making this transition to going and saying, hey, how do I share my story with those other people out there to, you know, give me the way home so I'm not... And although you sound like you really enjoy your position at FedEx. It's not like a drudgery type thing.
Well, it's not that I don't enjoy it. I came from a background, a childhood of poverty. And are you there?
Yep.
Oh, okay. And, you know, in my life as a child, you know, just having a job that paid insurance and, you know, a fair wage was, you know, all I, you know, we were taught to dream for, honestly. And that's not saying anything negative at all about my parents because, you know, and that's where they came from. They were hard workers. You worked no matter what, and you could get ahead if you saved. And that's where I came from. I went in the Air Force out of high school instead of college, even though my grades were good and I loved school. I wanted to, you know, see the world because I was from a very small rural town and had always been in charge of my brothers and sisters as the oldest. And, you know, I didn't know anything different. I now know something is different. There's more.
Sure.
And to be a part of a mission that is going to help other people find their hope. You know, a lot of people have given up, you know, on anything different. And after 23 years in a corporation and seeing a lot of people become just numbers, and to go to the summit and to be so empowered and to hear every person I met say something good about somebody else, that is what I'm looking for. And that's what I found. And so this is what I want to share with other people. It's not just the healing of our physical body. It's the healing of our soul. And through, you know, through sharing this with people and letting them see and speaking from my heart, I know that, you know, I will be led to the people that need to hear this. And that's what I'm grateful for. So I feel I have something to give back for what I have been given.
And I have to ask this, just because I just have to. Can you think back, or you said you were a courier working for FedEx for 13 years?
Yes.
Okay. Did anybody ever get emotional when you stood on their front porch and handed them a package and asked for their signature?
No. I, you know, we signed it and you left because, again, I wasn't allowed to build relationships with people. You know,
sure.
It's all about how many packages can you deliver today. And if you beat, if you made that goal today, you had to go out with five more stops the next day. And that's the way it was. It was a constant run. And I did not have a family life. Again, thank God my husband had his own business, and he was able to, you know, to be a really good dad. Because for 13 years, I was a working mom, and, you know, 12-hour days, you know, during the holidays. I mean, there were no holidays, no Christmas. Christmas was a dread for me as a courier, as it is for many couriers and for many people in that industry. You know, Christmas is like, it's just more work for them, and they come home so tired on Christmas Eve because the packages have to be delivered. I mean, it is what it is in that industry. However, my point is, there are people that in my corporation, I'll speak from my experience, is people have to stand outside their, you know, their boss's office because they might have not taken a full break the day before, or because they may not have, you know, done something, their paperwork correctly. It's just always the negative aspects. They never got to come into their boss's office and have their boss say, wow, you just did a great job yesterday. That has never happened in 23 years, and I work with many people. And in my position as a dispatcher, I really have an impact on the people I work with because I care. I want to change that around for them. And so as a result, you know, I end up being somewhat of a camp counselor, but that's okay. You know, it's okay.
And I would imagine that being at the Pathfinder Summit, not to keep going back to that event, however, the philosophy of what Rick and Terry have incorporated in with everything is to allow people to have the ability to come home and to come home for good.
Yes.
I'm sure that's resonating with you. And you'll pay for your own insurance and you'll pay for your own benefits if that's what it comes to. But having that opportunity and that freedom. And, you know, you mentioned the word hope, and that there's a lot of people. I've been having a dialogue with a person that I've never met the last couple of weeks who is working three jobs right now, if I understood her last email correctly. And she's like, yeah, I would love to be able to afford these products. I just, there's, you know, she didn't put it this way, but there's too much month left at the end of the money. That scenario that we think that if we just keep trading more time, you know, for money, we'll get ahead, and it just doesn't work. That really, we have to leverage, and I'm sure, Cindy, you've discovered this, that if you share your story, and if you can empower other people to duplicate what you're doing, it's like Bob Berg shared on the tail end of the call last week, and I love the analogy, in that, you know, if we hand somebody a fish, they eat for a meal, but if we teach them the fish, they can eat for a lifetime. And if we take it a step further, and Bob, Harriet, thank you for you guys to use this analogy, but if we take it a step further and we show them, we teach them how to teach others to fish, to teach others to fish, to teach others to fish, well, congratulations. We just empowered, you know, millions of people and brought hope back to them because we enabled them to do what we were all born to do. And it really is, we're nothing more than conduits. I mean, sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe we should change our title from wellness consultant to wellness conduit. All we are is we're just a channel of sorts to pass on the gift that we've been given. And Cindy, I wish we had more time to dialogue about where things are going for business wise for you. But I think we hit on the things that need to be shared. So thank you again for sharing your story. Thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for getting my eyes to sweat a little bit here and the little bit of hair on the back of my neck to stand on end at full attention. I know there's literally hundreds of people out there that, you know, it's not an everyday occurrence that somebody falls off of a roof and connects their head with a chunk of wood. But how many other people are out there that are going through something? It may not have been an accident of sorts, but just life has gotten the better of them, and they're kind of going down the wrong road, and it's the road of, you know, sickness and disease and just not experiencing life, and how they need to have an intersection. They need to have literally a roadblock thrown up and saying, hey, wellness is right here. Let's take a detour and go this way. And you obviously did that 10 months ago, and I'm just excited for what lies ahead for you, and I know there's lots of other people are as well. And I want to encourage folks, if you know somebody that would relate to Cindy's story, or you know somebody that just needs to hear this story, well, send them to the website, growingandwellness.com. They can hear it. Brad, again, in Australia, will get it up as soon as he can. But Cindy Smith, I appreciate you. And if you guys want to get connected with her, connect to me, and I'll pass your information on to her. I'm not going to give her email or phone number out on this call. That's just a little bit psychotic. That would get that phone ringing off the hook, and I'm sure your husband would not want that, being that he has his own business and he deals with that enough as it is. So, and no FedEx dispatcher needs to go through that, you know, 24/7.
Yes, Ben, thank you so much. You have been a pleasure. When I met you in Austin, I said when I walked away from, I actually was on your Pathfinders call for a few minutes, just telling people what my experience was like so far. And I walked away from that hoping that I would get an opportunity to speak to you again. So, again, my prayer got answered. And, you know, unfortunately, because the person you had scheduled to be on the call could not be, I got this opportunity. And I'd be more than happy to help anyone out there. So, you know, go ahead and give them my information when they contact you. And I'm here for them. So thank you so much.
There's always a reason for everything. You know, we can call it a coincidence, we can call it an accident, we can call it whatever we want to, but ultimately God knows what he's doing, and there's a reason for it. And I know that your story is going to impact a multitude of people. And so want to wish everybody a wonderful Easter weekend. Hopefully it's sunny and that the Easter egg hunts will go off with a full bang. But bottom line, have a wonderful weekend celebrating the reason why this holiday happens every year, and that's the resurrection of somebody that gives us the ability to do what we're meant to do in life. And so you guys, and again next week we'll have Karen and Chris Hamill with us. And I got a bunch of other stuff lined up for the weeks to come, but I don't want to spoil the surprise. We'll wait, so you'll have to, you know, tune in every week. But again, have a wonderful Easter. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you for everybody that's joined us, and we'll talk to you next week on a new phone number. So talk
Hello,
to that.
Hello, Vance. Can I interrupt for a moment?
You absolutely can, Ruth.
Good morning.
I mean, if I said no to you, where would that leave me?
Vance, I just tried to call in on the new number today, and it's not... It doesn't seem to be working, and so I wanted to let everyone know that if they're planning to listen to our call at 8, if the new number doesn't work, call in on the old one.
Now, when you said it doesn't work, Ruth, is it because nobody else could connect in with you?
Yes, I never heard his soul.
I talked
well,
to people.
It'll work. Trust me. I did a test run the other day. Jim Curry and I, just the two of us, tried it. It won't bridge to this number. Because
okay.
It's a totally separate phone number. And I know originally we were told that it would bridge together because we're using the same codes, but it won't. So it'll work. And if it doesn't work, people are quick. We'll all network. But, yeah, Ruth, you and I can test it real quick, and I'll show you. I'll show you what we come up with. But,
okay, well, that's okay.
So if it doesn't work, you guys, you know you dial the 641 number. One way or the other, we'll connect.
Well, if they don't bridge, well, then that's obviously the reason.
Yeah, but Ruth, I'll call you right now, and let's play with it and see if we can get it to work the way it's supposed to. So,
okay.
All right.
Great.
So thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Great call. Bye-bye.